This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Sri Samsthan Gokarna Partagali Jeevottam Math and attended the function, marking its 550th anniversary in South Goa. The Math is headquartered in Partagali, a small town in South Goa, on the banks of the river Kushavati. Mr. Modi inaugurated Lord Sri Ram's 77 feet tall bronze statue. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi sought citizens' commitment to 9 resolutions dedicated to the national cause. Addressing the devotees of Sri Krishna Math in Udupi, Karnataka today, he sought the support of seers, devotees and citizens to conserve water and rivers, be part of Ek Ped Maake Naam, uplift at least one poor person from poverty and encourage Swadeshi movement for safeguarding our economy and our entrepreneurs. He also called upon the countrymen to encourage natural farming, lead a healthy lifestyle using millets, reduce oil usage, and adopt yoga as part of their daily life.
Hamara pehla sankalp hona chahiye ki hame jal samrakshan karna hai, pani bachana hai, nadiyon ko bachana. Hamara dusra sankalp hona chahiye ki hum ped lagayenge, desh bhar mein ek ped maa ke naam abhiyan ko gati mil rahi. Is abhiyan ke saath agar sabhi mathon ka samarth jud jayega to iska prabhav aur vyapak hoga. तीसरा संकल्प कि हम देश के कम से कम एक गरीब का जीवन सुधारने का प्रयास करें.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences to the people of Sri Lanka who lost their loved ones due to Cyclone Dithwa. In his message, Mr. Modi wished for the safety, comfort and swift recovery of all affected families. He said that India has urgently dispatched relief materials and vital humanitarian assistance and disaster relief support under Operation Sagar Bandhu in solidarity with its closest maritime neighbour. He said that India is ready to provide more aid and assistance. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today said that 15 crore rural households across the country have been provided tap water connections under the Jal Jeevan Mission. Addressing the vision for Sujalam Bharat Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Patil reiterated the government's commitment towards ensuring sustainable water security for every citizen. He said this summit is the part of a comprehensive nationwide effort for building a scientific and sustainable approach to conserve water. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the government of India is taking several important steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy and value-based. The president was speaking at the launch ceremony of Brahmakumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. She said that India's ancient civilization has always given the world the message of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam.
भारत की प्राचीन सभ्यता और संस्कृति ने सदैव विश्व को वसुधैव कुटुंबकम का संदेश दिया, अर्थात संपूर्ण विश्व हमारा परिवार है. आज जो विश्व कई चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है, तब ये विचार और अधिक प्रासंगिक बन गया है. इस महान संकल्प को सिद्ध करने के लिए इस अभियान का प्रभावी योगदान रहेगा.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will be on a 2-day state visit to India from 4th of next month for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Mr. Putin will be visiting India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The External Affairs Ministry said that during his visit, the Russian President will hold talks with Prime Minister Modi. The forthcoming state visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to review progress in bilateral relations. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Panaji, Goa, with a grand closing ceremony. Our correspondent reports that the ceremony will be attended by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, and Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among a host of other important dignitaries. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the session on a flat note with a slight negative bias. Today, indices opened on a positive note, but after a range-bound trade, closed in the red. The Sensex fell 14 points to close at 85,707, while the Nifty dipped 13 points to settle at 26,203. And that is the end of this news bulletin.